Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
ABC News National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy live with us from New York this morning. Stephen, seems like a year and a half ago that you were here with us in Milwaukee for the Republican right. National Convention. Finally to the day when we're going to cast and count the votes.
It's all over, but the remainder of the voting. Remember, most Americans have cast their ballots before today. More than 80 million of us have. So the first reporting of returns happens in Dixville Notch, and that tiny New Hampshire hamlet has reported that it's a 3-3 Trump-Harris tie in Dixville Notch, a town that Biden won 5-0 4 years ago. So if that's any kind of a harbinger or, we'll see what that portends. I've got my eyes tonight on the Wow counties, on Milwaukee, Dane, on Kenosha, Racine. We're going to see tonight as these returns come in, and hopefully we have a clearer picture tonight. We might not. We might not. We'll see what happens. Donald Trump last night was out in Grand Rapids until 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. That's the same city where he held his final pre-election rallies in 2016 and 2020. Last night in Pittsburgh, Trump was endorsed by the talk show host Megyn Kelly. You remember the two of them famously feuded in 2015 because she asked him the first question of the Fox News debate, why Trump would call women dogs, fat pigs, disgusting animals. Trump then said that Kelly had blood coming out of her in various orifices. But last night, Megyn Kelly said that Donald Trump will protect women and keep boys out of women's and girls' sports, and that's why she's endorsing him. Trump was also endorsed yesterday by the podcast host Joe Rogan. Not a huge surprise there. But Elon Musk was on Joe Rogan's show for 3 hours and repeated his insistence that if Trump doesn't win tonight, well, I guess that's it, folks. No more elections in the United States, Stephen, according to Elon Musk.
What are the
Trump votes today in Palm Beach. He holds his election night party at Mar-a-Lago tonight.
And that's what I was curious about, is where he was going to spend the day today. So it's going to be a Mar-a-Lago party tonight. That's where they're going to be?
That's where they're going to be. Former president, I assume the former first lady, will go and vote today, and then they'll have their party tonight. A Trump campaign spokesperson was asked yesterday whether Trump might declare victory before all of the states are called, because that is something that did happen 4 years ago. Jason Miller insisted that the campaign will not declare victory until it has won 270 electoral votes.
And we still don't know when that will be. ABC Stephen Portnoy live with us from New York today. Long night ahead. Thank you, Stephen.
You bet, guys.
ABC's Karen Travers is covering the Kamala Harris campaign. Understand that she is going to be at Howard University, her alma mater in Washington, D.C., where they are preparing for a huge watch party. But whether or not we see the traditional election night acceptance or concession speeches, right, all depends on whether or not this race is able to be called late this evening or into the early morning hours.
And race is unlikely to be called early in some of these states because those who call the races, that's not like the government doing that. That's entities, news entities, AP, different entities like that. And no one's going to jump early after what we've seen in the last several elections.
6:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News.